gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, Mike Coghill from NADA Guides will be joining us to tell us all about the LA Auto Show and lots more. Also, a little later on in the program, in this hour, we'll be joined by a gentleman who's got a very cool website, does a lot of work with Adam Carolla, and we'll talk to him. I also work with him at the recently concluded press days at the LA Auto Show. And, of course, we'll play a little trivia. We promise that we'll throw one out here in this hour of the broadcast, but we begin by taking a quick look at the world of motorsports with our news editor, Jeff Bressler.
The first Champions Week in Las Vegas culminated with the annual NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Awards ceremony this past Friday evening at the Wynn Hotel. The week was a packed one for four-time defending champion Jimmy Johnson, who started off the tour in his home state of California before coming to Las Vegas for the festivities that began last Wednesday. Despite the numerous appointments, Johnson said he enjoyed them all and said this Champions Week was completely different than his previous three that took place in New York City. Even with his tight schedule, Johnson said Vegas was easier to travel around and provided a less stressed environment than the hustle and bustle of New York City. Friday evening's NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Awards ceremony honored the entire Johnson number 48 team and the top 10 drivers in the final series point standings. Richard Petty Motorsports officially became a Ford operation last Thursday. The merger deal was signed between principals from RPM and Yates Racing, and the appropriate paperwork was filed with the Ford Motor Company. This breaks the Petty family's long-standing relationship with Dodge. And negotiations to bring Danica Patrick to NASCAR are ongoing with Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s race team, but the driver said he's not participated in the talks and isn't certain she will drive for his Nationwide Series team in 2010. JR Motorsports is co-owned by Earnhardt and Rick Hendrick, and both said the Patrick talks are being handled by Earnhardt's sister, Kelly. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Great job as usual. We go from motorsports to a gentleman who knows a whole lot about all things automotive. He is with NADA Guides. It's my pleasure to welcome back Mike Coghill. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Bob. How are you? Good afternoon to you.
Let's talk a little bit about your thoughts in general about the LA Auto Show. What'd you think?
I was actually pleasantly surprised, and you and I bumped shoulders a couple times at the auto show. And of course, at the end of the day, we're both looking for a nice, comfortable place to sit down because there's always so much to see and do. But I was actually surprised. I thought this year's show was actually better than I thought it was going to be.
Certainly a lot of significant unveils, both in the North American side of the fence as well, and also world debuts as well.
Definitely. Well, I'll tell you the one that... It's so funny, you go to these auto shows, and most times you know what's going to be debuted there, but, you know, this Ford Mustang that was debuted, that was the one thing that probably caught my mind the most, you know, talking muscle cars. Ford launches a 3.7 liter, 305 horsepower, 30 miles, you know, plus gallon engine for their new Mustang on the V6 side. I thought that was pretty cool news coming out of the show and spent a lot of time checking that vehicle out.
Yeah, definitely. That was big news from Ford, kind of leveling the playing field with the Mustang, with the Camaro, rather, in the V6 department. And can't overlook that power and that fuel economy rating, Mike. I mean, talk about the best of both worlds.
Well, it all comes down to those sales numbers, and, you know, Ford posted their numbers. They're down roughly 32% year over year for the months of October with that Mustang. So they definitely need to add some sizzle to the Mustang, and I think competitively, they'll be in a mark to really, you know, step it up a level with sales with the new Mustang.
And certainly when you look at, you know, what's around the bend, reportedly in Detroit, we're going to see the unveiling of the new V8 engine, the 5-liter V8 engine. And again, they're doing a little catch-up with Chevrolet on that front. It's rumored that that new engine is going to be about 400 and some odd horsepower.
Yeah, it's going to be a massive engine, and I believe we'll both be there together here in the next few weeks, December 17th in Michigan, getting a chance to hear everything new from Ford Motor Company, so I'm looking forward to that.
Definitely. So tell us a little bit about what you were doing at the show for NADA.
You bet. Well, you know, every year the auto show is, you know, a launch of new vehicles, concept vehicles, world and North American debuts, and you always hear a random car of the year come out of an auto show, and we kind of took a little bit different approach. You know, NADA Guides is not a, we're not a magazine. We're not what we consider to be on the editorial side of the fence when it comes to what we do in the auto industry. We're strictly a consumer website for people to find information on cars, new or used, for purchase, resale, all that wonderful stuff. So we came up with a plan in January of 2009 to launch a Car of the Month program, and we launched that Car of the Month program identifying one car every single month as opposed to one car at the end of the year. We'll do a car every single month, and then that will culminate with one car at the end of the year. And we were pretty excited to be in a position to announce as part of the Kia press conference. They announced the Sorento, and we stood side by side and awarded them their Car of the Year for the Kia Forte and Kia Forte Coupe. So it was a pretty cool day for us last week.
Absolutely. Let's tell our listeners a little bit about what makes the Kia Forte and the Forte Coupe so special to the folks at NADA and yourself.
Well, there's all, you know, every year, there's 300-plus cars on the market, new cars hitting every single year in some capacity. And during our testing for Car of the Month, we test for horsepower and braking and safety and technology. But when we got behind the wheel of this Kia, we were actually shocked. It leads in five different best-in-class categories, best interior space or cargo space, leads in horsepower for its segment, best-in-class fuel economy, best-in-class warranty, and then, of course, best-in-class technology features in the state of California. Bluetooth is mandatory from the standpoint of being hands-free, and it comes standard in that vehicle. So for a $15,000 car, you know, whether you're an executive that has to commute 60 miles to the office here in Southern California, or you're just a college student looking for a cool car, we thought that price ticket for a vehicle like that at the $15,000 range was perfect.
Yeah, great content for that kind of money. You're absolutely right. I mean, a lot of this equipment used to be not available in cars that size, and to say that they're standard, I mean, really raises the bar across the board.
It raises the bar, and then when you look at its two-door coupe, the suspension is tighter. It's got more. It's got a cooler look to it. It doesn't have all those best-in-class category features because it does compete with the Honda Civic Coupe, but when you put the two together and look at the Forte brand as a whole, for us it was really a no-brainer, and Kia is a brand on the rise. They're kind of the next big global giant, and this series of vehicles really, for us, typified our Car of the Year experience.
And Kia, of course, at the LA Auto Show was showing off their 2011 Sorento, and in looking at some of the other nominees that you were considering for this award, I know the Ford Fusion Hybrid, the new E-Series from Mercedes, as well as the Roadster variant of the new Nissan 370Z. Those, you know, are pretty stiff competition, to say the least.
Very, very stiff competition. But when we stepped back as a team, as an editorial team, and looked at it, we went, which one of these vehicles can hit more of a larger demographic? The Nissan 370 Roadster is a great car. It's going to hit more of a male demographic, and it's going to hit somebody that's looking for an enthusiast or sports-minded experience. The Fusion Hybrid, starting at roughly $27,000, is kind of that person that's making the long commute every day. So a college student really isn't going to look at a vehicle like that. And then, of course, the Mercedes, purely based on price, is geared right towards a CEO or an executive. So when we looked at all of them, we went, hey, you know what? This car can really hit a large demographic.
Absolutely. Mike Hang with us. This is Auto World on the Genesis Communications Network. Don't go away.
Said you run, buddy. Mom, just run and find.
for quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 4th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 1205.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1238.08, 619.04 for a half ounce, or 309.52 for the quarter ounce. That's 1238.08, 619.04, and 309.52.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really...
NADAGuides.com has awarded the 2010 Kia Forte and the Forte Coupe Car of the Year at the Los Angeles International Auto Show. The media days just concluded a few back, and now it's open to the public. And joining us, telling us all about the award as well as his thoughts about the LA Auto Show is Mike Caudill, NADAGuides.com, auto expert and spokesperson. It's interesting the spelling, Mike, that Kia chose for the coupe variant. They're using a K instead of a traditional C.
I think the automakers are doing a fantastic job at trying to break away from traditional spelling and nomenclature for their vehicles. You know, BMW's got its number system, and you know, companies like Kia put you know, unique names behind their vehicles.
Let's talk about some of the other unveils in the LA at the LA show. Cadillac showed off their coupe variant of the CTS. We saw it in concept form in Detroit a couple of years ago. What were your thoughts about that vehicle?
Absolutely beautiful. I think it's a beautiful car, and I think Cadillac is getting back to its bread and butter. You know, rear-wheel drive, performance-oriented, a two-door coupe. It'll give them another vehicle to drop in that category of a luxurious, you know, two-door American, you know, sports car, and that's going to deliver that CTS coupe.
Toyota took the wraps off the new minivan, the Sienna minivan. I didn't get a chance to check that one out. Did you get a chance to look at that one?
I did, actually, and I did a local story here with one of the news stations that came to the auto show to do a story exclusively on minivans. And, you know, I'll tell you this, the Toyota Sienna is a big step for Toyota. They've taken their old Sienna and completely redesigned it with some new creature comforts and exterior amenities. This is going to be a nice new minivan coming to the road if you're a person that's looking for a minivan, but with just a hint of sport to it. It's going to be nice inside and out.
Interesting. And, of course, we had a couple of different interesting offerings from Volkswagen, including a concept vehicle. We've seen it in Europe, but never here in the U.S. It's called Up, and I guess it's going to be the beginning of a whole line of vehicles, not unlike Scion within the Toyota brand.
Absolutely, and there are a couple different companies that really took the opportunity at the LA Auto Show to kind of spark and suggest a new direction for their brand. Volkswagen was definitely one of them with this Up light concept. But another one was Mitsubishi. I don't know if you had a chance to look at their new, and I always butcher the name, MIEV or MIEV,
yep,
the new concept vehicle, sport utility. I wasn't expecting to see Mitsubishi, you know, come to the table with such a formidable vehicle, but they're saying this concept is going to go into production.
Yeah, that surprised a lot of folks. There's no question about it. And then when you look at some of the other important unveils in the North American realm here, the new flagship sedan from Jaguar, the XJ, Ian Callum continues to redefine the design language of Jaguar, as he did with the XK, the XF, and now the XJ. It's definitely a looker, Mike.
I think a lot of the automakers are really getting back to, like you just said, Bob, they're getting back to their roots here. And Jaguar, kind of during the days it was involved with the Premier Automotive Group and they were sharing platforms with Ford Motor Company, I think they got a little bit away from that Jaguar feel, and now they're back. You know, this XJ is a beautiful, beautiful car. It has real long hood lines and very soft, supple edges. I think that car is going to be a wonderful one when it hits the road. Another brand that really took me by storm, and it's another one that I wasn't ready for the number of debuts, was Mini Cooper. They introduced the Mini Cooper concept and then the Mini Roadster concept, two really cool cars and two doors.
Yeah, exactly. Mini continues to expand, and reportedly in the not-too-distant future will release kind of a Mini-esque SUV, too, kind of an interesting take on that. So Mini continues to be a very interesting player. When you look at the supercar realm, despite the economy, I mean, Mercedes unveiled their spiritual successor to the original Gullwing, the 300 SL Gullwing, with the SLS. This is a first for Mercedes as being an AMG completely engineered product. And for the most part, I think that's an absolutely gorgeous car. I have a couple of problems with a few elements of its styling, but I wouldn't mind one in my driveway.
It's going to be an animal. I mean, you drive any Mercedes-Benz product with that AMG badge on the back, you know that it's going to equal two things, a lot of horsepower and a lot of adrenaline, a lot of excitement. What a great-looking car.
And pricing-wise, it's going to significantly undercut their last flagship vehicle, the SLR McLaren, which was a $400,000 car. They're talking $200,000 or even $180,000-$190,000 for this vehicle. And that leads me to ask you about the Lexus offering, the LFA, which is there on again, off again, on again, off again, and now officially on again. Supercar, V10, rear-wheel drive, made of all types of exotic materials, but to carrying a very exotic price tag.
Well, and I, Bob, you might be able to help me out with this. I was hearing rumbles on the floor that the Lexus LFA will only be a lease vehicle. You won't be able to buy it outright. I'm not sure if that's true or not. But
yeah, I just heard the same thing just today, actually, which surprised me as well. And that leads me to believe that, you know, not only are they worried about selling them, but also whether there's some durability problems with the vehicle as well.
Well, considering they've never brought a performance vehicle to market like this LFA, they're going to have some growing pains when it does come to market, like all automakers do when they bring a high-end performance vehicle like this to market. They're going to have some issues. So that might be one of the reasons that they're going with the lease on it. But I'll tell you, I stopped by and spent a good 15 minutes looking at it on the display in the Lexus booth, and it really is. It's a sexy car, and from what I've been told, the exhaust notes on it are going to be they're going to be F1 inspired.
Very good. It has a very interesting exhaust treatment there in the back with three pipes coming out of the center. Probably with that V10 engine, it will probably sound a little like the old Porsche supercar, the Carrera GT from a few years back.
Yeah.
That definitely was a big player. And then from Ford, an important domestic offering, the Fiesta, as well as the sibling, the Mazda 2. Again, a car slotting below the Focus, so we're seeing smaller cars here in the U.S., but well-equipped cars, Mike.
Small was definitely one of the subheads at the show this year, and I'm really impressed with the Ford Fiesta, and I think Ford did a great job in their booth displaying that vehicle from a general consumer standpoint. Here's what you want to buy. This is what we have. This is what the price will be. But then they decorated some. They dressed them up a little bit with more performance, more of a performance look and feel. And I thought that was a good step by Ford to say, hey, you know what? Not only is this a car that a high school or college student could buy, but it's also a vehicle that if you're into the performance industry, you'll appreciate as well. The Mazda 2, I was a little let down by the styling. It had a Yaris kind of look to it, and I was a little let down by the Mazda 2 and the look of the vehicle.
I couldn't agree with you more. We're going to have you back on with us real soon. In the meantime, everybody, check out NADAGuides.com. Mike, thanks so much for your time here today.
Thanks, Bob. We'll talk to you soon.
Excellent. Straight ahead, we're going to tell you about another cool website. This is Auto World.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, well, kid, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928- 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your GardenInACan can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live across North America on great radio stations via the Genesis Communications Radio Network, also the NRN Network, and at this time we're on Cable Radio Network, Channel 6. We'll throw out a quick trivia question, a Corvette trivia question, an easy Corvette trivia question. The first year of the Corvette was 1953. It was only offered in one color. What was the color? You can dial us up on our toll-free line, and that's 800-429-9251, or you can send us an email at bob@autoworldradio.com. Now it's my pleasure to bring forth the CEO of Motor Raider. It's a cool website I just learned about this week because this gentleman helped me out at the L.A. Auto Show. Here's the CEO of Motor Raider, Matthew D'Andrea. Matthew, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks so much. So tell us a little bit about how your website got its start.
Well, I've been in the automotive space and the web development space for a long time, and I kind of wanted to merge them together. Being in the performance aspect of things is really where my heart is in this space. So we developed the first online community truly dedicated to the performance automotive enthusiast.
Very cool. So these are the people that are real kind of gearheads, people that are into modifying their vehicles, Matt?
Absolutely. It's a hub for like-minded users to show off their modified rides. They can get parts advice from our user experts, and they can share their favorite video. And it encompasses all aspects of the aftermarket, whether you're into racing or just tweaking on your own classic cars, car audio stuff, off-roading, whatever you're into, that's what we cover.
So, Matt, it's all-encompassing. It isn't specifically for any particular brand, and like you said, it even branches into mobile electronics. I didn't know that.
Yes, absolutely. Any make and model car, any genre, whether you're into just sedans or tuners or classic cars, vintage cars, muscle cars, anything. We cover it all.
Excellent. Let's talk about some of the cool features of your site. You've got a performance automotive blog. Tell our listeners all about what happens there.
Okay, Motorator's blog is a group of articles on the latest industry trends and must-have modifications. We work with hundreds of aftermarket parts manufacturers to bring news on the best suspension upgrades, engine modifications, car audio gear, just about anything you want to do to your car or truck. We cover that.
Very good. And then you've got an expert area, too, the Motorator mm-hmm. Experts. Tell us a little bit about that area of the website.
Motorator Experts is a questions and answer forum where anyone can speak and share advice from industry professionals and other enthusiasts. And like me, there are many people working on their cars and trucks that need answers to tough tech questions or maybe some performance parts installation help. That's basically what this section is about. And we're always looking for new experts. So if there's listeners out there that know a lot about cars, jump on to Motorator.com and help out by answering other people, answering their tech questions, and they can become a Motorator expert.
Wow, that's such a great service that you're offering there, Matt, because, yeah, lots of times folks can get stumped on various questions, and it takes someone who owns that same vehicle or has experience with that vehicle to really sort things out.
Yeah, and the questions really kind of vary from anything from what's the best suspension modifications to do to their car to what's the timing on a Ford 302. So it's a great group, and we have a great diverse a suite of questions up there.
Our telephone number once again, if anybody wants to take a stab at the, I think it's an easy trivia question. I'm always messing up this telephone number because I do so many radio shows. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you can tell us the only color you could get the original 1953 Corvette in, it only came one way. What was the color scheme? Or if you have a question for Matt here on Motorator.com, we'd love to hear from you, 800-259-9231, or you can shoot us an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Matt, tell us about videos, because that's a really important ingredient of Motorator.com.
This is Motorator Videos is one of our most popular sections, and this is really the best place to share your videos or watch videos from other enthusiasts. Unlike other sites that are out there, we're able to categorize our videos by make and model or by topics such as how-to videos, burnouts, celebrity rides, car shows, off-roading, whatever you want. And then you can comment on the videos, you can vote for videos, and you can send them to your friends or even bookmark them for later. Another great feature of our video section is we're a partner with Adam Carolla's CarCast, and all of his videos from his show, from his CarCast show, are up on our site exclusively. There's some very, very great interviews, some funny interviews with Jay Leno, Vic Edelbrock, Steve Saline, and you can catch our 13-part coverage of the SEMA show that we shot just last month.
Wonderful, and thank you so much for hooking me up to do an interview with Adam there for my Motor Trend show, and we're going to play some highlights of that on Auto World here in the not-too-distant future, but it was really cool talking with Adam. He was different in person than I thought he was going to be between you and I and all of our listeners.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of people don't realize he really is a car guy, he knows quite a bit about it, and he's you can check out the videos that we've done and on the CarCast site. There are links to the CarCast site from Motorator. Check out some of the interviews and see some of his car collection as well, which is really interesting.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, that, of course, he does cover the new car realm, but a lot of the focus of what he does seems to be very much in line with what you're doing there at Motorator, and that's performance stuff.
That's right. We cover new cars. We cover performance stuff, hot rods, and we've had some great cars on the show. We've had we've had the Hot Rod Magazine F-Bomb Camaro, and just recently we had the Chevy Volt. So
oh,
it's
cool.
Big difference there.
Absolutely. Go from one extreme to the other, definitely. And you've got a very cool contest going on. It's called the Motorator Crew Chief Challenge. You got to tell us all about this.
Yeah, this is something we put together for the enthusiasts. Sort of a We know the guys on our site are sort of a do-it-yourself audience. So the Motorator Crew Chief Challenge is a contest allowing enthusiasts to show off their automotive knowledge and compete for what we call motor rating points. Now, earning points is very easy. All you have to do is use our website. You simply upload your best videos. You can participate in our tech questions by answering and asking questions, and you earn points by getting your friends to vote for that best content. Essentially, the person with the most motor rating points will win our grand prize or one of our three first place prizes.
Wonderful.
And these are great. We've teamed up with some of the biggest brand names in the aftermarket space. Holley, Avenger cylinder heads, Wyand intakes, Comp cams, even Hooker headers. The grand prize winner will be given their choice of either a Chevy, Ford, or Mopar crate engine. This engine is custom built and dyno tested. And believe me, they're not for the weak of heart. They are putting out well over 400 plus horsepower. We'll even throw in a set of Hooker headers to match it for the car that's going to go in there.
Excellent.
That's our grand prize.
Wow.
Our three runner-up prizes will have a chance to win either a Hotchkiss sway bar kit, great suspension, a Digital Designs car audio package, includes subwoofers, front and rear speakers, amplifiers, or a Spectre cold air intake. And they have, and that can be an intake from anyone in their catalog, from their modular systems to simple bolt-on stuff. All very, very great prizes. Over $12,000 of prizes.
Oh, that is so cool. And I noticed I was talking with John Hotchkiss right there at the LA Auto Show. Did you get a chance to catch up with him?
I did. I saw him at the LA Auto Show, him there with his guys, and we had a great time catching up. We haven't seen each other in a little while.
Well, that's wonderful. So folks can enter the Crew Chief Challenge just by logging on to motorrader.com?
That's it. It's just go to motorrader.com. It's right there on the homepage. It's motorador.com. And we just extended the deadline to February 15th, so there's plenty of time. Get on there now, start uploading some videos, and get your friends to vote, and you have a chance to win some very, very cool stuff. All
Excellent.
The prizes are up there. You can get all the full specs on the prizes and images and details.
Hang with us. Matt will tell us more on the other side. This is Auto World.
We've been receiving calls from listeners asking us about home service contracts. Are they just another form of insurance? The answer is no. In fact, they're just about the opposite. Home service contracts cover payment to have your home's major systems and appliances repaired or replaced due to normal wear and tear, which your homeowner's insurance policy doesn't cover. A home service contract would pay for repairs or to replace plumbing systems, heating systems, electrical systems, your kitchen range and oven, water heaters, central air conditioning, a washer, a dryer, and a refrigerator. American Home Shield Corporation, founded 32 years ago, has a nationally recognized reputation for quality service at a fair price. Thinking about or even in the process of selling your home? An American Home Shield contract would help assure the buyers that they won't have to worry about having to pay for a major system failure after they take title. And that makes selling your home a whole lot easier. Be a smart homeowner. Call American Home Shield today, 1-800-247-4749. That number again, 1-800-247-4749.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. We're live all across North America from our Boston flagship station, AM 1060 WBIX, the business station, all the way across to our great affiliate in Hawaii, KHAI, and in between, down to Bowling Green, Kentucky, home of the Corvette, WKCT, and we can't forget all of our listeners all throughout the Midwest as well. We have Matthew DeAndrea, who is the CEO of Motor Raider .com with us here live on the program. So if you have a question for Matthew, dial us up at our toll-free line. Or if you want to take a stab at the trivia question, and we got a number of people on the line right now listening on KXEL in Iowa with 50,000 watts of power. Let's welcome David. David, thank you very much for calling in. How you doing?
Very good. Very good. It's a nice night in Iowa.
Oh, that's good. We had a little snow here in Boston, so it's too soon for that as far as I'm concerned. Wish I was back in Los Angeles. So what do you think?
Oh, good. You have a wonderful program. I do. I'm glad I caught you guys tonight. And I was calling in on the trivia question, and I would like to suggest 53 Corvettes were available in polo white.
You are 100% correct. Excellent. So we're going to put you in the prize bucket here, and hopefully next week we're going to have Warren Tracy from the Busted Knuckle Garage on, and he's going to pull out the big winner. I'll ask you a follow-up, a bonus question, and do you know, can you tell me something unusual about the hood on the 53 Corvette?
53, did it have the chrome stinger down the middle?
Well, that's a good answer, but not exactly what I'm looking for. We're still going to put you in the bucket here for the big prize drawing. But in the meantime, let me ask you, what's your favorite new car and what's your favorite classic car of all time?
Favorite classic would be the one in my garage, and that's a '69 Camaro Indy Pace car.
Ooh, wow, very
cool. And new car, boy, I would be hard pressed, but I think I would suggest a General Motors Sport Ute, you know, just a good family-type car like a GM Acadia or something like that.
Very good. Say hello to Matt from MotorRaider.com. Matt, what do you think? He's got a 69 Camaro Pace car. That's pretty cool.
Very cool car, yeah.
Definitely. David, you definitely got to check out Matt's website, MotorRaider.com. He's got some really cool videos and stuff, and you can enter the Crew Chief Challenge and win another prize there. But we thank you very much for dialing us up, and we're going to get you out a token of our appreciation and also put you in the running for the big grand prize here that we do every couple of months with the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage.
I certainly appreciate it, and I thank you.
All right, excellent. Do we still have David with us? No, rather Mike as well? Okay, well, we'll leave it out there. The follow-up question on the hood of the 53 Corvette, something unusual about opening the hood on the 53 Corvette. I need to define it a little bit, clarify it. There was something rather unusual about what you had to do to open the hood on a 1953 Corvette, only on the 53, the original Corvette. Something to do with the opening mechanism. The telephone number, 800-259-9231. If anybody has a question for Matt, the CEO of MotorRaider.com, we'd love to hear from you as well. So, Matt, I know you were helping me out at the LA Auto Show. You didn't get a chance to walk around a whole lot, but any new vehicles, unveilings catch your eye there?
You know, Bob, like you said, we didn't get a chance to walk around that much. There were some pretty exciting cars. I know on sort of the entry-level side of things, the Ford Fiesta was a very big launch, a lot of fanfare for that, and certainly the opposite end of the spectrum, Mercedes SLS looked absolutely amazing in person.
It sure did. That's probably very high on my lottery winning list. If I won the lottery, I've got this whole slew of cars that I want to buy, and I think I'm going to put that in the mix.
Absolutely. That would be top of my list as well.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit more about your personal automotive passion. Were you always into cars from the time you were a little boy?
I have been. You know, I started monkeying around in the garage with my dad and my brother probably when I was about five, and I remember my dad was doing some patchwork on an Alfa Romeo and, doing some Bondo work and stuff on it, and I think he got it right where he just about wanted it, and then I thought I could help out being five, and I took my little wooden hammer and started banging all over it and messed it all up, but that's pretty much where I got started, and all from there, I think I've just been messing up cars ever since.
Very cool. How about your first car? What was that, Matt?
My first car actually was an 87 Camaro. It was a 305 V8 5-speed T-tops. It was interesting. It was fun. I had it for a little while, and it was sort of my stepping stone to get to work while I went after the car that I really wanted, and I got that. Soon after my Camaro, I bought the 1993 Mustang Cobra.
Oh, you did?
It was the first year of the Cobra, and I think mine was number 96.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Of that line. It was very, very nice.
And what was the color scheme on that?
That was black. It was black with a black interior.
Very cool. What do you think about some of the current Mustang Shelbys, the GT500s?
I think they're absolutely amazing. I thought the body style change that they went to in 2005 was a great step in the right direction. And then the 2010 models, the interior is absolutely fabulous. The motor is great. I'm real happy to see those cars. They drive great. And I have an 05 Mustang as well.
Yeah, that's definitely a great value for the money. And Ford continues to up the ante as they did there in L.A., launching a new V6 engine for the 2011 variant, which is going to put out some pretty decent horsepower, matching the Camaro 305 and 30 miles to the gallon. So, once again, it's a golden age of automobiles and a golden age of performance, too. And quite often when I have John Hotchkiss on the show, we talk about all the people with the classic muscle cars from the 60s that go to him, and he does a complete suspension makeover on the vehicle, and all of a sudden the car that didn't handle very well now handles like a new car.
Yeah, you know, I spoke with John, and we've written some articles on Motorator about some of his new products, and he's been doing a lot of work on the Mopars, the early Mopars. So definitely check those out as well. I think he's got a full suspension kit for those now, sway bars, control arms, all kinds of great products.
Because a lot of people don't realize, you know, you buy, if you're fortunate enough, one of these vehicles, perhaps at one of the big auctions like Barrett-Jackson, and you have kind of dreams that, you know, this car is going to drive like it looks because you remember it when you were a kid. But then when you get behind the wheel of some of these classic rides, you realize that tire technology and suspension technology, braking technology has really come so far from the 1960s, so even, you know, today's average family car quite often can outhandle some of the great muscle cars from the 1960s.
Yeah, they can. You know, the some of these muscle cars that you drive around on today, and they can be a little scary on the road. But you know what? You can very easily bolt on some modifications to that car, bolt on suspension upgrades, modern tires, and get the alignment better, get the caster and camber better. And if you ever want to go back to stock without changing anything on the car, you know, without ruining the car at all, you can simply bolt on back the stock parts. But and a company like Hotchkiss is a great one for strictly bolt-on performance products as far as the suspension and steering is concerned.
We got a question from Lee in North Carolina. He would like to know a little bit more about the contest. It's officially called the Motor Raider Crew Chief Challenge. Once again, Matt, remind Lee and everybody else what they can win and where they need to go to get involved.
Okay. The Crew Chief Challenge, again, is a contest that we're running at MotorRaider.com. And you just simply participate in the website, upload videos, ask and answer questions, get people to vote for your content, and you can win a custom crate engine, your choice of a Chevy, Ford, or Mopar motor that will be custom built. And three first place prizes will be a Hotchkiss sway bar kit, Digital Designs car audio gear, or Spectre cold air intake.
And that all adds up to about $12,000 in prizes. And once again, the deadline has been extended a little bit, Matt?
Yes, to February 15th.
Excellent. Well, it's definitely a very cool website. I don't know how you host all those videos. It must take up an awful lot of space, to say the least.
It does, but we have a great streaming technology, and it makes the videos very smooth. You can upload your widescreen videos or your standard videos, and it supports all of that. Any format you want, you upload it, it gets converted, and you can share it with your friends.
Excellent. There he is, the CEO of MotorRaider.com, Matt DeAndrea. Thank you so much, and we'll be in touch and talk soon.
Bob, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.